From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump went on an extended tirade against the media on Tuesday evening during a campaign-style rally in Phoenix, Arizona. Michael Sullivan has the story.
After visiting U.S. Marines and Customs and Border Protection agents in the border town of Yuma, Trump was in campaign mode in Phoenix. Trump has been widely criticized for saying many sides were to blame for the hatred and violence after a white supremacist in Charlottesville, Virginia, rammed his car into a crowd of counter-protesters on August 12th. The man killed a woman and injured 19 other people. Trump accused the media of selective reporting. Trump threatened a government shutdown if Congress doesn't fund a border wall and said his tough talk on North Korea is effective. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis says the situation in Iraq has improved significantly over the past 3 years under Iraq Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi.
Today, the security for the Iraqi people has been greatly improved. Cities have been liberated, people freed from ISIS, from Daesh.
On Sunday, Iraq's military launched an offensive to take back Tal Afar, an area about 60 kilometers west of Mosul. A suspect arrested in connection with last week's deadly van attack in Barcelona is said to have informed Spain's high court that the group had been planning a much larger attack using explosives. Mohamed Houli Shamal left the court after testifying on Tuesday, a day after police shot dead the man they say was the van's driver. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says President Donald Trump has empowered U.S. commanders to make decisions based on conditions on the ground in Afghanistan, and that this will alter the dynamics of the United States' longest war.
The fighting will still be borne by the Afghan forces, by their military and their security forces.
Tillerson agreed with Trump that Afghanistan's complex problems can only be solved with a regional approach, including India and Pakistan, but said Pakistan needs to change its approach to terrorists. Some analysts do agree, including David Sedney.
Pakistan must take affirmative steps to stop the Taliban leadership from meeting in Pakistan, to stop arms and ammunition and explosives from coming from Pakistan into Afghanistan. Pakistan now knows that it cannot wait out the United States.
William Goodfellow thinks adding more troops will try to bring the situation to where a stalemate is achieved and can set the stage for a negotiated settlement. The U.S. Navy has dismissed Vice Admiral Joseph Aucoin, the commander of the 7th Fleet, after several collisions involving warships, including one on Monday that killed 10 U.S. sailors. The White House released a statement of condolences, adding that the Defense Department will conduct a thorough and complete investigation of the incident. Admiral John Richardson, Chief of Naval Operations.
This review will be on a very tight timeline. I want to get frequent updates. This requires urgent action. We need to get to it and take corrective action.
In response to the incident, the Navy ordered an immediate operational pause across the U.S. fleet. Pope Francis is praying for the victims of an earthquake on the resort island of Ischia that struck as Italy prepares to mark the first anniversary of a far more deadly quake on the mainland. Francis led pilgrims and tourists in prayer for the victims and those who lost their homes in the 4.0 magnitude quake on Monday. Two women died and two dozens were injured. Rescue crews pulled three brothers and their father out alive from the rubble of their collapsed home. Thursday will mark the first anniversary of a much stronger 6.2 magnitude quake that destroyed several towns in central Italy, killing nearly 300 people. Voters in Angola are choosing a new president to replace longtime leader José Eduardo dos Santos, who was stepping down after 38 years in power. Whoever takes office will face the challenge of addressing economic struggles in the oil-rich nation that has seen its growth hurt by falling prices. For in-depth coverage 24 hours a day, point your web browser to voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.